Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director, Kathleen Albers, to bring us up to date for 2019 at the Arts and Cultural Center. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. Such a pleasure to be back.
You're welcome. Well, what's new for the year?
Well, my goodness, this is a big month for the arts. It's For the Love of Arts Month in February in the Mesilla Valley. And so there is a whole lot to do with the arts all month long. And we are so pleased to join the Art Forms group in putting on this wonderful celebration throughout the whole month.
And this is their 21st year.
Yes, Art Forms has been around for 21 years, and they've been putting on For the Love of Art. And they're a group of visual artists that get together, and they paint, and they promote the arts, and they work with organizations like ours. And so they have galleries all over the city during the month of February where they put their work.
And where can they find a schedule for the Love of Art Month?
Yeah, you can go to artforms.com and find that schedule.
So that starts on February 2nd, but you have something that just started on January 28th.
Yes, so for the new year, we decided that our Get Artrageous classes that are so popular, and they're the two-hour make-and-take classes, very, very minimal commitment, and you can just come and kind of experiment with a particular technique. But people have been asking us to add to that. So starting in January, we are giving now multiple day workshops to let people get the expert teaching that they need to develop as a visual artist. And so the first one was with Julie Ford Oliver. And then the next one is going to be with a woman named Christina Robbins, who's an amazing artist originally from Poland, and then she's been painting here in the United States for many, many decades. And she's going to be giving a workshop on February 5th, 6th, and 7th. And then the following week, we're bringing somebody in from Denver, Colorado, to do a wonderful workshop called Puppy Love or Kitty Love. And it's how to paint your pet's portrait. And this is a woman named Andy Mullen. And she is an expert in capturing the unique eyes and expression of animals.
So the multi-day art workshops are going to be weekly.
Well, they are going to start out in the month of February. We're doing them weekly. And then as the demand is, in March, April, we're bringing in other experts. Carolyn Bunch is going to be in March. And then we're also going to bring in another Denver artist to do a special technique called watercolor on Yupo paper, which is a very, very unique, very intense color that you get from the paint. So we're experimenting with this new multiple-day workshop to see what the demand is here. But my purpose in this is to attract artists from around the region, maybe around the country, to come to our beautiful area during January, February, and March, when our weather is wonderful. And they can get out of the snow, like right now is happening over in the East Coast. They can get out of the cold weather and come enjoy the beautiful weather that's here in the Mesilla Valley. So that's the idea, that we're going to develop these multiple day workshops and hopefully have an artist school eventually where we're offering these classes all the time, these multiple day classes. But we continue to do the Get Artrageous, the 2 hour classes, because they're very popular.
And they can find this information on your website as well.
Right. The website is daarts.org. That's daarts.org. And all the information is there. And you can sign up for the multiple-day workshops or the two-hour classes, the Get Artrageous, that go every Wednesday. Or we have other classes that we're starting again. Starting just this week, we started a new Feed Your Mind seminar with art historian Kathleen Key. January is the first anniversary of this program. We started last year in January, and art historian Kathleen Key is extremely engaging. She makes just the history and knowing artwork so much fun, and she puts it into the historical context. She's starting a class called The World of Impressionism Beyond France. And you, when you think of Impressionists, you always think of French, the, you know, Monet and the biggies in Impressionism. But Kathleen has done a lot of studying on other Impressionists in America, South America, Japan, and the people that were influenced in the early 20th century. And then also, Kathleen Key is starting another workshop on Thursday afternoons called Women in Art. And it's going to be how women have been creating art since the cave times and how they have been somewhat ignored, but she's been doing a lot of research to explore how women have portrayed artwork throughout the ages.
So this will be on the first week of February.
Right, and people can jump in at any time and either sign up for a six-week class for $60 or they can just drop in for a particular seminar. And I'd like to mention that the money that we're collecting from these art history classes are to add to the Arts and Cultural Center. We're adding equipment, we're adding computer equipment, and I just bought about 9 easels so that artists can come and have equipment there to use rather than bringing it back and forth to their homes. So all the money that we're raising is helping that.
As a nonprofit organization, you also have to raise funds for other activities to be able to keep helping the community.
Correct, Emily. And a big part of what we do is we raise funds at our two largest art festivals. The one that's in the fall is the Renaissance Arts Fair, and then coming up in the spring is the Las Cruces Arts Fair. So we raise money at those two festivals, and we also get sponsorships for those festivals, and also we get donations. The general public, we welcome anyone to become a member of the Doña Ana Arts Council, and with that they can get signed up for our newsletter and just be part of the arts community. If they're artists, we do offer discounts to the different workshops if they are a member. Besides running the Arts and Cultural Center, a big part of where we put our funds and our effort is into arts education for the youth. We work with the Las Cruces Public Schools to bring in not only performances to help teach children, bring in professionals that work in the classrooms, but we also put on workshops to help the teachers develop their skills of using art forms to teach the core curriculum, because that's the way that different children learn different methods. And some of them, for example, you could use a dance to teach physics or theater to teach history. I mean, if you think about the Hamilton show, that's exactly what that is. That's a history lesson in opera, or in this case, rap opera. So that's what we want teachers to get comfortable doing, and that's something that we feel is very, very important. And we work with the Las Cruces Public Schools for that.
And do you also teach children or the youth about music and instruments?
Exactly. One thing that we did recently was we brought in a group from California, and we took that group over to Oñate High School, and they were called Cuarteto Nuevo, and they worked with the advanced jazz and the orchestra and the freshman band to learn about improvisation. And it was just an amazing thing to witness that in a 45-minute period, these wonderful professionals could encourage the kids to get up and try something different. Even the beginning band students were able to figure out a simple tune and then to start improvising on that. And what that did is it kind of gave not only the students but the teachers permission to see, hey, this is something we can break out and do, and to see how students can learn differently and how they can expand their vocabulary and their capabilities beyond what they're learning in the classroom.
So music definitely is an art form.
Oh, not only that, but the theater, literary arts, we try to support everything. In fact, also in February for the Love of Art, Megan McQueen is going to be doing 2 what we call CASA concerts at our Arts and Cultural Center, very small, intimate concerts that she's going to bring some of her friends, and they'll be playing piano and singing. One on February 2nd, she's going to be doing just a small concert with a few of her friends. And then on the 15th, she's going to be doing love songs in honor of Valentine's Day.
And what time of the day will these be held?
These will be in the evening from 7 to 9:30. And if all of the town that loves and knows Megan, she's a wonderful performer, a wonderful teacher, and she's so knowledgeable about the musical theater. And one of the things that she's going to do on February 2nd, her concert, it's going to be a kind of a combination of a lecture and a concert. So she's explaining and teaching people about the songs. And that's a form that she has experienced in New York City, and she wants to bring that to Las Cruces.
And the concert or the lecture starts at what time again?
At 7 o'clock. And if there's a big demand for this, then we, the Arts Council, is going to ask Megan to give even more of these, because we only have a room for about 30 people for each of these small CASA concerts. But if they're in demand, we'll give more.
Is there a fee?
Yeah. These have a fee associated with them, and the refreshments will be served on non-alcoholic beverages and desserts. So $20 at the door.
Getting started for the year, all kinds of events going on. Also coming up in March, March the 1st and the 3rd, the Las Cruces Arts Fair returns for the 9th year.
Yes, and this is a big project, the second only to the Renaissance Arts Fair. Once again, it's a fundraising effort that we pour into our arts education efforts. This is going to take place at the Las Cruces Convention Center on March 1st through 3rd. Kicks off on that Friday night, March 1st, and we're going to have 85 artists, and then we're going to have two booths that we're donating to students. So we're going to end up having over 100 artists there. The two student booths are one's from NMSU and the other from the Doña Ana Community College. But we have regional artists, we have an international artist, someone from Mexico, and the featured artist this year will be Hal Marcus of El Paso, Texas.
And he has a studio in El Paso, doesn't he?
He does, and a gallery. And I don't know if your viewers will have had a chance to look at the beautiful posters that we've put out and around town, but Hal Marcus, his artwork is featured in that, and he's going to have a large booth right as you walk in the door. He'll be our featured artist. And with that, he'll be explaining all the different things that he's done over the years. He's creating some new work that he'll be exhibiting at the Las Cruces Arts Fair. But in addition to Hal Marcus, we've got 85 other artists, just wonderful. Regional artists in ceramics, painting, jewelry, woodwork, textiles, and metalwork as well. So it's really something to see, and we invite the public to get tickets in advance. If you're looking for a good price, you can get two adult tickets for $15 in advance. With that ticket, you can get in twice, either Friday night and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday. So.
And again, the tickets are available at the Doña Ana Arts Council, and you're located at 1740 Avenida del Mercado, Suite D, at the Bulletin Plaza in Mesilla.
That's right. And also, the advance tickets may be purchased online at our website, daarts.org, or at the Cutter Gallery, or the Freeman Arts Center, or if you're in El Paso, or going through El Paso, at the Hal Marcus Gallery.
Well, thank you again, Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Albers, bringing us up to date, starting the year with some great art in Las Cruces.
So for the love of art, go out and see everything during the month of February. Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.